Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Against the Dodgers, it's show me time. Let's play these games in Missouri. And so far, so good, Stani. One game up, one game in the win column, and they did it in a peculiar fashion with
exactly.
Your ace only going three innings.
Exactly. It's, you know, we play this game a lot. If I told you 3 months ago, would you? And everybody always says, yeah. And I was thinking, if I told you Gausman was only going to pitch three innings and he was going to struggle, what kind of chance would you give the Giants last night? And the answer would be not much of one.
Right.
But the bullpen was just absolutely lights out from the moment Gausman left the, you know, got pulled. He just struggled. And you brought up something interesting in the pre-show meeting about, you know, maybe he's going to regress a little toward the mean. And why, you know, why don't you explain why? Because it makes a little bit of sense for sure.
Well, you watch the way the Dodgers faced him, and you know, fastball is nasty, and we know that. But the splitter tends to not be in the strike zone. So when you see the split finger come out of his hand, you lay off it because you figure it's going to be down and out of the zone. And you saw the Dodgers, quote, spit on that pitch repeatedly. And, you know, we saw history last night, Steiny. First time ever in the Giant-Dodger rivalry that both teams went back-to-back in the first inning, which was truly remarkable. And, you know, they showed Gausman in the top of the first. Giants are up 3-0, and he's going through his process, and he's not, you know, gloating over the fact they got early runs. And you go out there and you face that lineup, and Max Blinkin' Muncy, Steiny, can you think of another player who's been that much of a thorn in the side of a Bay Area team? I mean, Justin Verlander, we talk a lot about as it pertains to the Tigers and the A's and how many times he came in and shoved. But Max Muncy, ridiculous, an absolute titanic bomb. And I guess that's the one time where you don't mind a guy, you know, kind of staring it down because it was a fair foul. It was a fair foul proposition.
Yeah, every time I see him swing, good morning, fellas, I just think about when he told Mad Bum he hit the ball in the ocean at third and King because that's where the ball was landed. But I don't know if you guys saw the timestamp of the text that I sent you yesterday, and I got a bit frantic. And it was when the news came down that Crawford was going to be out 10 to 14 days.
Man.
And I'm looking at this lineup like, it's just not Halle Berry. It's just not Lola Falana at all. It's not sexy. How do they keep getting it done? And they go out and, you know, get two runs in the first, back-to-back home runs, as you mentioned, Dibs. And I've narrowed it down. The Giants are going to make the playoffs. It's just about where they're going, Stani. The division or the fluke one-game wild card. And as good as they've played this, as good as they've been, they deserve the division. You still got to earn it. But I just, how do they keep doing it? I got to tip my cap to Kapler.
Yeah, I tip my cap to Farhan more. But I'm not saying Kapler doesn't deserve credit. I look at the names on this roster, you know, 1 through, what, 35, and how many contributions they're getting from this guy and that guy, some guy you never heard of. I'm willing to give Kapler some credit for sure, but I think Farhan, to me, is the guy. He just keeps finding these players that, let's be honest, we've never heard of them.
Right.
And now they're starting to establish themselves as, who's Lamont Wade Jr.? Give me a break.
Hey,
not Dwayne Wade.
Where do you find these guys? And you know what? I know Farhan's only been around for, what, two years about? Maybe two plus? But, boy, he is just –
boy.
He has found so many players that I have no doubt that he's going to continue to do it. That's his MO. It's what his strength is. I mean,
man,
that's what I'm saying. We lose you again? Are you there?
No, I'm here.
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's funny if you look at who you tip your cap toward more. Last night was a classic Kapler where Gausman went 29 pitches in the first, 29 pitches in the second.
Man.
You knew the hook was coming, and he got you through three. And it's like, I know, Kev, I know you're in the top three in the Cy Young race, but gone. We're going to a pinch hitter. And it paid off, and the Giants got the timely hits they needed late, and the bullpen six innings of one-hit ball, Goo, not one-run ball, one-hit ball. And so it, you know, feels more and more like a 25-man proposition than, okay, you ride and die. Like the Warriors, you know, Steph's going to carry you, and, you know, Clay and Draymond, sure, but this team feels more like 25 guys needed every night.
Okay, with that said, at what point, fellas, does it catch up with you? The injuries, this new injury, Steiny. I mean, you lose your arguably your MVP at the most inopportune time, and you go out there and just beat the team that's one game behind you, and your ace doesn't have his best stuff. When does it catch up to you?
Maybe it doesn't. Why would you worry about it? They're two games up. You can't worry about injuries. We can't do anything about them. They, you know, I mean, I get it. They're banged up. They keep playing. I mean, so what are you saying, Goo? You're more worried than excited about where the Giants are right now?
No. The excitement is way past the worry. But as a job, as your manager and the general manager, you know, it's getting go time. And you want to see – you talk about enhancements, but what can you enhance when you keep losing guys? And we know about obliques. I don't know if you had that dip because you told us you didn't have everything. But an oblique muscle is nothing to play with. It just makes the win last night to me that much more spectacular. And Dibs, to your credit, I mean this morning, I came in praising Kapler and just overlooked the bullpen. Because when Gausman got the hook, I was like, uh-oh, we might be looking at six or seven Dodger runs. And lo and behold, they're filthy. They're all filthy. Kudos.
Yeah. And getting it done. Getting it done in a tight spot on the road. And, you know, it's only July. Let's be fair. It's still a long way to go. 69 more games. Yeah. But these are
keeps
the ones
going down, though. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. And these are the head-to-heads. We talked yesterday about 20 games between you and the Dodgers and the Padres. Well, now you're 1-0. And I talked yesterday about 10-10 being just fine in those 20 games. That would mean you would lose no ground to either, you know, as far as the head-to-head matchup goes. And that's what you want to do because you can get fat on your Pirates, who came up flaccid for your boy yesterday, betting me over in the desert.
Just
liquidate all
do
assets. Liquidate all assets tomorrow at 2:15. Don't miss it. Nothing like a two-team parlay when you lose both ends. Kind of feels better. And in last night in our league, we'll look at the wild hootenanny in Cincinnati that deprived me of a win. But, you know, you do have some time to get fat against some weak teams other than your upcoming matchups with the Dodgers.
He's fat. Yeah, and the one thing Dibs brought up that I think is huge, and it's a move that probably instills confidence in the team. So you got Gausman pitching, and he's your ace. You know, if DeGrom continues to be hurt, who knows? He may win the Cy Young. So Gausman throws 80 pitches after three innings. And you know what? You figure you look at that if you're Kapler and you say, go out and get the four. You know, well, go ahead and hit and go pitch the fourth inning, see if you can get out of the fourth in 100 or under, and we'll get you out of there. But to me, it's not just that you take Gausman out, it's that you build goodwill because you take Gausman out after three innings and you don't give up another run the rest of the game. So he, like, I don't think Gausman's this kind of guy anyway, but you saved Gausman from maybe getting a loss. And he can't be in the clubhouse after the game saying, boy, Skip, I wish you would have given me more, you know, a little more room for error there. Really? Because we threw six scoreless behind you. So I think that goes a long way. And then the other thing I just can't stop thinking about, guys, is we're looking at the Giants. They're in first place in the NL West by two games. And then we crossed the Bay Bridge. And today, is the vote on Howard Terminal for the Oakland A's. The Oakland City Council is voting today on a non-binding agreement, and today we'll probably get a little more clarification on whether the A's are long for Oakland or not. The meeting started at 9. We'll try to keep you abreast of everything that's happening, but, man, you just juxtapose the A's and the Giants. Oh, boy, they're a long way apart in terms of the optimism, I think, surrounding each team.
That's emotional, sad. Dibs. Yeah. I'm emotional.
Super emotional,
Goom.
Yeah, and I'm watching actually on mute right now, trying to figure out how to get the closed captioning up on my TV, but we're in the public comment portion of our program with the city council meeting. It's supposed to go till 1:30, but they could stretch it past 3, so we may or may not have resolution by the time our show ends, but right now, based on public comment, it's a wild sea against Howard Terminal. Now, that doesn't matter, and the vote today is non-binding, but if the city council votes no, it portends for a very dark future and a most likely exit from Oakland.
Wow.
All right, here's what's coming up on 95.7, The Game, the San Francisco Giants. I asked Guru this question, and I want to ask Giant fans this question, too. Are you more excited about this team right now, or are you a little more worried about this team right now? They continue to win, but yesterday they lose Crawford for what looks like about 2 weeks. It looks like Kevin Gausman may be coming down to earth just a little bit. Tonight, Alex Wood goes up against Josiah Gray, who's making his major league debut for the Dodgers. Where are you with this San Francisco Giants team as we head toward August? Are you worried? Or are you like, no chance? This is house money. We are excited. 888-957-9570. We're going to talk about it all.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7, The Game.
That ball is hit well. Deep left center. Way back there. And long gone. More than halfway up into the bleachers, he knew it right away when he hit it. And the Giants have two home runs in a row, Posey, then Flores.
It's in the top of the first inning, put the Giants up 3-0 after a Buster Posey two-run homer. Dodgers came back and hit back-to-back homers in the bottom of the first, but that was it for the Dodgers for the night. Giants win 7-2. And this team right now, in a lot of ways, defying the odds. But the question remains with, 9 days? 29th is the trading deadline?
Yep.
Or 30th, is it? I get that mixed up with the NBA draft. They're a day apart. Let me make this right.
The 31st, traditionally, July 31st, that'd be 11 days.
All right.
9 plus 2, carry the 1, and yeah.
Yeah, so the Giants, little ways to go before the trade deadline, but I mean, I guess my question, Dibs, would be, what do you need? What do you need if you're the Giants? Or if let me ask you this: you think if they go 7-2 or 7-3, they won't make a move?
Well, I think they will make a move, regardless of what their record indicates they should do, because right now they have about a 10-game lead on the third wild card, which is to say that they're a playoff team, barring a Titanic collapse. And so when you think about being a playoff team and maybe making a quote-unquote run, what would you need? You either need one hardy, studly closer, which makes, McGee and Rogers your seventh and eighth inning guys, and it really strengthens you on the back end, or you need one more bat, not necessarily an everyday bat, but a solid veteran pinch hitter platoon guy who can come in and help you. Or if you want to go the route in the rotation, you need one more starting arm.
And as we all know, I like that, Dibs, you never have enough pitching. And we don't know what that Gausman, outing last night stemmed from. Maybe it was, residue from, him going to see his wife to make sure everything was going okay, or, just a little tad bit regression. We don't know, but just to have some Geico, I would go look into maybe a starter or an arm in the bullpen. But as far as the everyday lineup, I think those moves are going to be Longo. They're going to be LaStella and Belt. Only problem is, Steiny, is I don't have those dates when those guys are coming back, but those are the reinforcements. And right now, why would you upset the apple cart when everything right now is going smooth? I mean, it's next man up. This is truly the baseball version of the Warriors' strength in numbers. This is it. We're watching it.
Well, I mean, we're watching something special. The question is, will it continue to be special? I mean,
10 games up on the wild card, if that excites you. You know, well, you keep asking that, Steiny. It's real, though. At the beginning of this season, I would have gave you my left foot if you told me they wouldn't make
Daniel
the wild
Day
card.
Lewis.
Yeah, they did. And I love the hat, Dibs. Yeah, we'll get into that.
Appreciate
but you
it.
Get where I'm going, Steiny.
I mean, the question is.
They're sitting pretty.
I guess the question is, at what point are you disappointed if you get the wild card?
Oh.
And let me ask you this. Let's say I don't want to use the gun to your head because that's an old adage, but let's say I'm making you guys, you have to bet $1,000. You have to. You have no choice. Are you putting $1,000 on the Giants to win the division or to not win the division?
Oh, not win it. I mean, that's easy. Now, if you made me pick a team that would beat them, now that gets a little bit more complicated because the Padres – They're not quite Buster Poindexter hot, but that's a deep team. That's a good lineup. And the Dodger lineup is also good. And, you know, all these Giants injuries where Buster was gone, now he's back. Crawford gone for 2 weeks. Brandon Belt, is he still on the team? And don't get me started with Evan Longoria and the sternoclavicular dislocation, which is now being pushed back to August. That's not good. And, you know, you look at all of the litany of injuries combined with maybe a regression for Kevin Gausman, and maybe it's just the Dodgers who know how to hit him, but it seems more and more like teams are starting to figure him out. Sit on the fastball and lay off everything else. Make him beat you with a strike on the curveball, the changeup, or the splitter.
Yeah.
Steiny, would I be able to put 2 G's down on that bet? Like, and I'm not hating. I'm excited about what we're watching. Right. I don't believe they can hold off this Dodger team, especially when they get Seager back and Mookie Betts, who just, you know, had one at bat last night. I just think that'll be monumental if they can somehow win the National League West. And I'm hoping I'm wrong, but I would put $2,000 on that baby, Steiny.
Miller Time is in Santa Rosa. What's up, Miller Time? How you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well.
Thanks for having me on today, man. Little tidbit. I actually own a professional, semi-professional baseball team called the Rosebuds. And, you know, we're a bunch of tire kickers. But I'm going to tell you one thing, man. When you get into the wild card, when you get in the playoffs, you need a dude, man. You need a dude. We got to go get Chris Bryant. This team is built on being able to move people around. We got, you know, you talk about Crawford, you talk about Longoria, you talk about Belt. How many of those guys do you think we're going to be able to rely on? You know, 2 out of 3, 1 out of 3. Mm. One of those guys is going to have to be shifted around. He's going to have to be a bench player. Chris Bryant plays first base. He plays third base. He plays outfield. He hits in the middle of the lineup. He's a veteran. He's a World Series, champion. Give me Chris Bryant, man, and go Giants. Let's go.
All right. Appreciate the call.
I was going to ask him, was he looking for arm, middle relief? He's the owner, Steiny. Get your boy out there.
Who, Littell?
No, the guy that just called that said he owned a semi-pro baseball team.
Yeah.
Rosebud.
Oh, you mean you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess you could. He what'd he call his team? A bunch of tire kickers?
All
right.
Wow.
Wow, yeah.
So, yeah, where are the Rosebuds from? I've never heard of the Rosebuds.
Me either.
Well, I am Googling it.
Sound like something out of Portland,
yeah. Dibs. Instead of Googling it, you could tip a cap to my Citizen Kane reference, my repeated Orson Welles, one of the greatest movies of all time, which neither one of you, well, you, Steiny, I couldn't expect you to have seen an actual movie. And, Goo, it's a little bit before your time, but I felt good about the Rosebud reference.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Wasn't bad. Orson
okay,
Welles, of course. There was the Victoria Rosebuds.
So instead of listening, you're just scanning.
I am listening, actually, Dibs. I just didn't respond. That's all.
Because you've never seen the movie.
Yes, I have
seen the
movie.
Reference.
Okay. You mean the one with the sled, buddy?
There you go, buddy. Well, at least you're responding in real time, even though it's with disdain.
And I have no idea what's going on. I'm just on the sideline.
It's a movie called Citizen Kane. It was made about 80 years ago. Yeah, it's considered one of the best movies of all time.
I love the young people.
Thank
you. It actually works there. Yeah.
What about Kershaw and Bauer? The fact that the, you know, the Dodgers have some issues with their starting pitching staff, does that make you any more or less likely to make a move? Or do you think that's something that Farhan doesn't even really have on his radar and he's just worrying about his own team?
See, I don't know Farhan, but the way you guys and the people out there talk about him, just to the caller's point, Chris Bryan would be going against the ideology that what he represents, that he wouldn't risk prospects to go get a rental or invest that much money in Chris Bryant to keep him in the future. But, Steiny, to what you just asked, I got to tell you, I think the Dodgers are going to go get whoever's available at the top. They're going to Nordstrom's, not Rack, the real Nordstrom's, Dibs, and they're going to get a Scherzer or whoever's available. We've seen this movie. So are you going to, if you're Farhan, I want to do something to keep Steiny from getting them? I don't know, but I guess you run the race without looking behind your back, right?
That's how he runs it. Yeah, that's really the way he does it. They're going to do what they do based on their philosophy, their roster construct, and they're not going to worry about what happens down in L.A. If Scherzer happens to be in Dodger blue from August 1, you'll deal with it when you face it. And ultimately, you have enough faith in your team to play the way that you want to play. I mean, you lead the major leagues right now in home runs, so you feel pretty good about your lineup. You're top two in defense as far as errors committed. You love your D, and your pitching has made it so that you're top two or three in ERA. So ultimately, if you're rolling like that, who cares what the Dodgers do?
Yeah, I don't think the Giants are in a position to keep anybody away from any other team. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not convinced teams do that or even have the resources to do that. But the Giants have shown that's not where they are right now. I don't know that they'd go out and get a guy like Scherzer anyway. And I don't know that they can let that impact them because they're kind of, you know, they're not the Dodgers. They don't go about business like the Dodgers, and there's nothing wrong with that because right now they're two games in front of L.A. So,
Steiny, what coach was that I just heard say that? Sorry to interrupt you. Oh, it was Shanahan about Julio Jones. He would have did something to keep him from going to somebody else in the division. That's what we heard that, Kyle.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like if you go get Scherzer, you're getting Scherzer to get Scherzer. Or you go out and sign Julio Jones or trade for Julio Jones, you're going out to get Julio Jones more than keeping him from somebody else. But obviously that would be a side benefit of it. The Giants guys, you know, we had Dave Fleming on last week. He was also on with the morning show earlier this week. And two things that now that he said that I find interesting. One is he doesn't think the Giants are going to make a deal up until closer to the 31st, which makes sense to me. And then yesterday he basically said, you know what, Chris Bryant, sure, why not? He seems to be, it's funny. On the one hand, he seems to be a guy who fits. He's versatile, can play multiple positions. On the other hand, there's some advanced analytics things that apparently aren't so much up Farhan's alley, exit velocity, launch angle. But, you know, the numbers are the numbers with Chris Bryant. I know that probably Guru wants Chris Bryant, so I'll go to Dibs first. Are you all in on Chris Bryant?
What's the cost? I mean, that ultimately is the deciding
Joey
for
Bart.
Me on all this.
How about Joey Bart?
Fine.
He's the easy one.
Boop, 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 boop.
Nice.
South Fremont train.
Oh, South Fremont. South train. Fremont. Okay.
Yeah, you got to go South Fremont. And shout out Bart and, 40 years ago when you should have gone to Marin and San Jose and all the way out to Livermore, but you blew that one. Joey Bart is not a part of the future of the organization as we lean hockey for just a quick moment. But if you can get Chris Bryant for just that, sure, bring him in, bring in the bat, and then you start talking about the future down the road. But you're in a spot where you have action, guys. It's July 20th. You lead the West, and you have the best record in baseball. So you can't only think about 2022. You got to look at this year and think, we may have action. And if Joey Bart is not your catcher of the future. And let's put the rat on the table just real quick if we can. Buster Posey, he's got some years left. So why not bring him back? You know, you've got a team option for him next year. You can tear that up and give him a nice, solid three-year, $65 million deal. Keep him here and worry about the catching prospects down the road.
And I believe you mentioned Bailey, catcher in waiting, Dibs, that the Farhan regime drafted. So, Steiny, would you be – forget Chris Bryant. I look at the Cubs. They got a nice catcher, Contreras. What if it could get you Kyle Hendricks, a starter? And you talk about the future and the contracts of the current rotation, you know, still up in the air. Would you give Joey Bart up for a starter or a rental like a Kyle Hendricks? I believe I would.
I think the Giants, if they're going for a rental, have to be, they have to be prepared to sign the guy in the offseason, which, you know, that's the other thing. I mean, this team has not really been able to sign a lot of free agents. So if let's just use Chris Davis. If they trade for Chris Bryant. If they trade for Chris Bryant, you know, will they be able to sign him in the offseason is the question. And if not, then can you go out and get some other free agent who's got some worth too? I mean, I think that's the question. If you think you can sign free agents now, well, then go trade for Chris Bryant, give up a couple prospects, then try to re-sign Chris Bryant. If you can't, go get somebody else.
So much money coming off the books too. Belt, Crawford, Cueto, if you don't want to keep him. All these guys, all these big contracts are coming off the books. So from a payroll standpoint, Steiny, you're right. You can keep Chris Bryant if that's how you want to roll. He'll turn 30 in January, a guy at the absolute peak of his playing ability. And, you know, he had bigger years earlier in his career, but you can't help but think about what the Kapler-Zaidi philosophy has done for Brandon Crawford and Buster Posey, by the way, with a little power bat. You saw it last night in the first inning
That
line drive bombski. Wilmer Flores hitting it 430 out to left center. So for Chris Bryant, you come here and you think, all right, maybe they can help me with all the analytics and the launch angle and, you know, the exit velo, Steiny, as you so love to talk about. Maybe Chris Bryant can find that renaissance to his career.
When you say Crawford's coming off the books, is he? You got to re-sign him now, right?
No doubt. I think he's earned it, right, Dibs?
Yeah, but at the same time, you have the choice. This is not 2 years ago when you looked at it and it was like, oh, my God. You owe Crawford, $67 million. You owe Belt, $75 million. You owe Longoria, $98 million. You owe Posey, $65 million. You've got options now, and you've got a chance to make the calls where Buster, it's $22 million team option and a $5 million buyout. So you can go to Buster and say, Buster, you know we love you. How about 4-80 and you can retire as a Giant? Boom. Crawford, same thing. You know, you're a Bay Area guy. What if we gave you 4-70 and you could be a Giant for life? Boom. Brandon Belt, here's your Greyhound ticket. Love you. Call us, and don't call us. We'll call you. Johnny Cueto, you can shimmy shake your way to the Amtrak station. We appreciate it. And for Gausman, probably it's going to be a little bit too rich for their blood because Gausman's pitching well enough to make 25 large a year. So you probably look at Gausman and say, we're going to try and find the next Gausman, Gauz, if you wouldn't mind. So at least, Goo, my point is you have options.
No, you do, and you'd be happy if you do re-sign those guys. Like before, Steiny, we talked about it. The title of this season was getting rid of the old stale contracts, and we thought Crawford and Posey were both that. And now you'd kind of be excited to bring them back because, like Martin Lawrence, they've shown life. And now you look at it moving forward like, okay, this will be a good deal, but I don't know about the hometown, the hometown discounts, but – what about Gausman, Steiny? You talk about what he's been and where he's been and why he was available to you. He's having one great season, but if somehow yesterday was a sign that there's a little regression, I don't think he could act like he's Roger Clemens and demand that payday. I almost feel like there would be an appreciation from Gausman to the Giants for taking a chance on him and not him trying to bring it down just off of one season and have Farhan ignore what he's been in different locales, which wasn't that good at times.
If Gosman gets paid more money or gets offered more money by another team, he's going. Or multiple years, he's going. He has to.
Gone.
Yeah, I mean, he has to, doesn't he? I mean, he's never been in this position before. He's got a shot to make a lot of money.
But why wouldn't you offer him that money, Stoney? Because that's what maybe I'm asking.
Because maybe you believe that you've – see, that's one thing I think Farhan banks on is he knows – or feels like he knows when a guy's ready to emerge, and then I think he feels like he knows when he's tapped a guy out.
Gotcha.
And I don't know, in a crazy kind of way, I think he was like, you know, I could see Gosman breaking through this year and going 16-5, but then in the off season saying, you know what, he's still who he is, you know. And you know what? I mean, it's kind of what Dibs was talking about. Maybe Farhan, in a crazy kind of way, already knows – they're going to catch up to Gosman a little in the second half of the season.
That's wow.
And how many pitchers, how many starters really go 5 to 7 years of pure dominance? I mean, we could look around baseball and, you know, your various DeGroms and your Kershaws and your Scherzers, and there's not that many guys who you can say, all right, 7 years worth of just pure domination. Mm-hmm. Even look at Johnny Cueto, you know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He had 2 or 3 good years in Kansas City, a couple good ones here, and then he, you know, a little injury and a little regression. It's hard to ask a starting pitcher to go out for 200 starts over 7 years and be dominant. So I think Farhan, to Steiny's point, Goo, would see this as, man, did we get value out of Kevin Gosman? Well, someone's going to overpay for Gos, and off he goes, you know?
You guys are bringing it, and I'll say this. I'm so, like we all are as a show, invested in this season and this stretch run, this pennant race, but you got to be thinking about next year's rotation. It could be totally different, you know? And especially Steiny, if Farhan is thinking about Gosman like that, you got me thinking about running backs when they know the team knows that they're done with them and they're not going to resign them, and they give them a bunch of carries. You know, like, okay, hey, long as we get through this season. But it'll be interesting, because when Gosman's on, and he's been on this year, the dude has been filthy.
Yeah, and tonight the Giants go up against Josiah Gray, making his major league debut for the Dodgers. I was doing some reading on him. He's not only a competitor. They're very high on him. They think he may be a big-time pitcher. So advantage Giants or advantage Dodgers with a guy making his major league debut today? I got to believe the Giants licking their chops, Goo.
I've been victimized by this many times in my gambling career. I always say advantage offense, but then if the guy's got good stuff, the hitters don't have the book on him, Dibs, and it's advantage pitcher. So tonight, to answer your question, I'm going to go, if this guy is highly touted, I'm going to go advantage Dodgers.
Yeah, man. Tough one on the under for you yesterday, Goo, up at 118. Up at 118, we get a little foreigner, unfortunately. Not hot-blooded. But one of their other hits.
Pass the mic, yeah.
Man, and kind of like my I had the Pirates Diamondbacks over. What's wrong with your Pirates? You're playing Arizona. Score a run.
Snakes were rattlesnakes yesterday.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, they were, was that a 4-2 loss for Goose Pirates?
I had Cincinnati, too, in that that wild affair. And up in 10 minutes, we'll break down that game against the Mets, meet the Mets, get crushed by the Mets in 11.
Yeah, and I was scrolling through the Major League Baseball scores last night, and did every team score 14 runs? Or was that just my imagination?
Felt like it. Bring back the spider tax, Diney.
Exactly.
I miss pitching.
Never thought I'd miss it. Yeah.
Seriously, let them goop up, guys.
I got to ask you about the sticky substance on the balls.
That's great stuff.
All right. That's a solid four.
We love it, Diney.
It's great, but it didn't win, which is good news for me. Download the Odyssey app and discover hundreds of new exclusive music stations available now. It's an app for sports and music fans by sports and music fans. Check out Tailgate Crashers, crack a cold one, and get game day ready with tunes from all your country faves. The new Odyssey exclusive stations on the Odyssey app, brought to you in part by Macy's and Geico. When we come back, we're going to go to last night in our league, find out what happened around the San Francisco Giants, and also a huge vote today by the Oakland City Council, which will go a long way toward determining whether the Oakland A's are going to stay in Oakland or whether they're going to hit the pike. We'll have an update for you on the other side on 95.7 The Game. Don't go anywhere.
It's Steiner.
You're listening to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I'll tell you what, guys. I may have discovered something a little bit dangerous. You know, they have, the seltzer drinks, a White Claw, a Truly, things like that. Apparently, Truly's now making, I guess they're called, like the old Otter Pops.
Yeah.
And you can... Oh, man, they have alcohol in them. They have, it's just like, but you drink, you're doing them on as an Otter Pop. I had a couple of them last night. Woo!
Wow.
I was day drinking.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
That would have been perfect like a little for kid, my Palm though? Springs trip. That would have been ideal.
106, Dibs.
Yeah. Little Orphan Orange was always my go-to.
Yeah, I like the lemonade mango, I think, but...
I was going back to the original Otter Pops with... Sir Isaac
Root beer
Lime
was overrated.
And,
I love the young people.
Otter Pops.
Spadoni, just because you were deprived such frosty treats as Otter Pops doesn't make us old people, okay?
Steiny, I got to give you a compliment before you get started. Your Giannis being a center take... I believe it was Hollinger. Everywhere I look, everybody's trying to write about it. I'm like, nope. Steinmetz came up with it first. I mean, just taking on a life of his own, man.
Who's writing about it?
Hollinger, ESPN. A couple TV shows are talking about it, comparing him to Shaq. I'm like, Steiny was on it first. I didn't tell him that. I ain't got no vessel to tell him. But
yeah, we got to check the timestamps to see which came first, the chicken or the egg, in this particular case.
I'll do it after this show. But Steiny, you're on to something.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, John Hollinger. All right, let's do some baseball. Find out what's going on around our league.
Last night in our league, And Spadoni didn't get the memo about the music change, so we'll ride it out in the wild, wild west. But guys, we're looking beyond just the west, because baseball in the west is about the Dodgers, the Padres, the Giants, and the Padres got rained out. But the other two clashed in the headline. Posey punishes the Dodgers in the series opening win.
Fly ball deep down the left field line, and it is gone. A home run. Buster Posey, fresh off the injured list, wastes no time, deposits a home run down the left field line, and the Giants take an early 2-0 lead.
Charlie Steiner, Dodgers Radio Network. He was more excited in the bottom half when Muncy and Turner went back-to-back. First time ever in a Giant-Dodger game. Both teams went back-to-back in the first, but the Giants win it 7-2. Goo, huge to get the first one in the four-game set.
No doubt. And when you talk professional hitters, that's what Buster Posey is. Guys, he's been off, comes back, and slightly deposits one over the Chavez Ravine wall, Steiny. Good to have Buster back.
Yeah, I need more out of Charlie Steiner. Yeah. I mean, is that really where we're at? The guys on the other team hits home runs and you're disappointed. Where's Bill King when you need him? That's all.
Steiner?
I don't know if Bill would have dropped a holy Toledo on that one, but certainly the era of being excited for the moment is gone. Now we're just excited for the home team. We root for the home team. And if they don't win, nice. Well, it's a shame. By the way, Wilmer Flores hit his 10th and the bullpen 6 innings of one hit ball game. Number two, we go outside the Wild Wild West for a Wild Wild game as the Mets outlasted the Reds in an extra inning slugfest.
One ball, no strikes on Conforto, the pitch. That's it in the air to deep center field. Back for this one is Naquin, and that ball is gone. Back-to-back homers in the 11th. Conforto's hit 2 tonight, and the Mets now have a 15-10 lead.
Wayne Randazzo, WCBS Mets Radio Network. 7 bomb skis for the Mets. Kevin Pillar, a 3-run job. And the Mets meet the Mets, beat the Mets, greet the Mets. Goo, they continue to lead the East.
Yeah, and they're a great story, and they're doing it without Jacob DeGrom. I don't know when he comes back, but they went softball, guys. Steiny, 7 bombs. We used to call them dongs in the Yoon. 7 dongs, yep.
Yeah, I stick to home runs so as not to avoid feeling uncomfortable I say it.
I told you about my big tip, right?
I'll just repeat what Dibs said. 7 home runs.
That's
7
wow.
home runs. Okay.
One game.
All right, if that's the game, let's play it. 7 yeah. home runs.
That's a little
funny,
too much, Steiny.
Steiny, the Reds scored 11 on 0 home runs. So, you know, the game is a pretty varied game. The Reds, by the way, 7.5 back of the idle Brewers. Game number 3, Irvin outduels Ohtani as the A's handle the Halos.
Here's the 2-2, and this ball is lifted high in the air. This ball's carrying deep out into left field, and this ball is gone. Wow. That is a 3-run homer. Laureano hits his 14th of the season.
Terry Smith, KLAA Angels Radio Network, and with an apology to him, nice job, Spadown. Ramon Laureano is exciting. His 14th homer of the year, a 3-piece goo, and score that one for Spadown.
Hey, good for the A's. They got to Ohtani, and I was, Steiny, I believe you mentioned it was only 15K. Who cares? But I was hoping it would be 30 or 35. I was hoping Ohtani brought him out. But big win for the A's, and they remain 3.5 back of the Houston Cheaters.
Yeah, I think 15,000, you know. I mean, here's the thing. Here's where I'm at with the A's right now. And this doesn't really do with it. With the team, it has to do with attendance. 15,000, 30,000, who cares? What's the difference? It doesn't mean anything right now. Not one thing. If they would have had 50,000 there last night, it's not like, well, we're going to win the vote now. So, I don't know. 15,000 for the guy who was the story of the All-Star break last week, not good.
It's embarrassing, and the A's actually didn't get to Ohtani. He pitched 6 scoreless when he went out. That's when the A's struck. And, Steiny, we can talk about the stadium issue here at the tail end of last night in our league, because I think it has everything to do with the situation, the fact that they only got 15K last night. But first, the other game from the AL West, with the Astros holding off the Indians.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that'll do it. The Astros hang on. Valiant effort by the Indians tonight, but they come up one run short as Houston wins it by a final score of 4-3.
Jim Rosenhaus, Indians Radio Network, Yordan Alvarez, his 17th home run of the year, 4-3 the final. Zach Greinke got the win, and they lead the A's, Goo, by 3.5.
When it just comes down to baseball, guys, this is going to be one of the greatest races in baseball this season. But, Steiner, you got me thinking, just like a Kodak camera, just as quick as a picture. When I think of Oakland A's baseball, I'm just fixated on what we're going to find out here shortly and about their future. So it just tarnishes a bit.
Yeah, my excitement. You know what actually I'm thinking about is that the Astros and Giants, they're on the docket upcoming after the Giants play the Dodgers
right.
seven times in 10 days. So, you know, that's another facet that's going to be interesting. The Giants are going to be playing, wrapping up with the Dodgers, Dibs, their second series. And then here come the Astros, who are a darn good team. So it doesn't just end when the Dodgers leave town in San Francisco a week and a half from today.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting stretch of games. And, you know, first and foremost, the Dodgers, but then you got the Pirates, the Dodgers, but then a good Houston team. So the Giants will be in a little bit of a proving ground over the next yeah. couple of weeks, heading into the deadline and then out of the deadline. And you'll get a sense for just what this team will look like heading into August.
Yeah. And we're almost in August, which is a different month, and you know, it feels like every month you measure the team differently, and now we're coming up to the end of July. They're obviously going to be right in the thick of it starting in August, and how confident are you feeling that the Giants can win the division? Because I think that's what it's starting to get to right now. Nobody thought they'd make the playoffs before the season. If you would have told fans, hey, you'd be the wild card, I think they would have taken it. But I think we're getting to the point now, Goo, where, man, a couple more wins and maybe start thinking about winning the division. The A's, where are we? And maybe I'm putting Dibs on the spot, but it's 11 o'clock. The meeting started at 9. I guess they opened with public comments. What does today's vote mean in terms of how hard fast the results of this will be to the future?
Well, the city council's voting on a non-binding resolution, so it's not totally make or break, but this is going to give the A's an indication into what they're thinking as a council. And if they vote no on the A's term sheet, then the A's have basically said the deal in Oakland is largely dead and they will look elsewhere. And you heard the commissioner, Rob Manfred, earlier this week or late last week say, you know, we're up against it here. It comes down to this vote. And if the council does vote yes to the A's term sheet, again, it's non-binding. It doesn't mean that they break ground tomorrow and it doesn't mean that everything in the proposal goes forward. What it means is that the city council would say yes in principle to the idea of what the A's are proposing. And there's so much economic and infrastructure, and it's a multi-billion dollar deal. It's not as easy as, you know, we want to build a stadium, yes or no. There's so many other moving parts to it. But today's vote, and right now we've gotten through public comment, we're now getting into the part where the council members themselves go over and review the A's proposal. And, you know, in a couple of hours, they most likely will vote yay or nay on this term sheet. Wow. And that'll determine largely what happens next.
Man, I've been thinking about a lot during this process is, and I know some people point to Oakland and some people point to the A's, but Joe Lacob built an arena in San Francisco, and Chris Cohan, the previous owner of the Warriors, looked to do that back before the year 2000. He was looking at the old Mint building, the old, was it the Mint or the Post Office? one of those places, I can't remember, in the city, it's been so long ago, 25 years, Chris Cohan wanted to build an arena in the city, couldn't get it done. Joe Lacob has got it done. And San Francisco is a, we know, is a hard place to build. So, I don't know, I just see Joe Lacob getting a building done in San Francisco, and the A's are making it, you know, the A's, if they could do it themselves, like Joe Lacob, you know, that's what
which
I think all
these citizens. Which was privately funded, too, by the way.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. You know, that's the only way he could have gotten something done in San Francisco, and that's the way he got something done in San Francisco. So
I think it's a little bit of an unfair comparison, though, because San Francisco is a yes city and Oakland is a no city. And Steiny, you and I have lived here long enough to know that,
Dibs.
Well, this city is broken. It's been, it's got a history of corruption, of cronyism, of grotesque financial mismanagement. So the amount of distrust between citizens and government is much higher than in the city where, you know, the McGowan Group bought the team and they struck a deal with the late mayor, Ed Lee, and that thing was done. It was cool. Start digging tomorrow. And they developed it in an area where there's a ton of land and there weren't as many problems. In Oakland, we've got so many, I think, complicated issues in and around that area that it's not as easy as go ahead, break ground, get it done. If the A's really wanted a new stadium with the quickness, they would do it at the Coliseum, but they don't want to be at the Coliseum. And that's where we have divide number one, because there's a lot of people, and I think Steiny's among them, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but people who want the A's to be at the Coliseum site. It's convenient. You've got BART. You've got massive parking. You've got the land. You could make it happen there, but they don't want to be there. So that becomes hurdle number one in all this.
Guys, I got to bring this up because I'm a bit emotional and I didn't know I was going to be. Just hearing this, you know, back and forth with the A's possibly leaving. And Steiny, I always joke with you about if I write a book, but if I were to write a book, this has me reflecting. You know what it would be called, Dibs? What it's like to grow up with five teams and how I've taken it for granted.
That's a long title.
Yeah, it is. We'll shorten it. But how I got to experience AFC football.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.